exactly what I was thinking when I was watching them. I'm thinking, okay, let's say for argument's sake you're 160 pounds. Okay, you're going up, you're about halfway up, whatever the case, a little up there, and something happens and you slip off. You know, is that rope going to hold you? You know, it's going to be a hell of a short drop, but the end of that drop, you know, it's going to be a hell of a lot of pull on that. I got to thinking about that, you know, would that hold them without snapping? And probably can, because I'm sure they test it before they put it, you know, they sell it to the tower climber. But, yeah, that's another thing I thought. What if something happened up there where he slipped, fell, and knocks himself unconscious or breaks something, break a leg or something? How the hell are you going to get him down from there?
They actually have multi-man crews, WRZN 493. Sorry to interject.
No problem, 493. Appreciate it. Because those are questions that run through my head. It's scary enough watching this stuff, especially this one guy. You can see he's above the clouds, and he'd go up so far, and he'd look down with this GoPro on his head. And yeah, I got to thinking about that. I thought, well, you know, I guess the straps would hold him if he did slip and drop, you know, to the end of the slack of the straps. But, yeah, I got to thinking, that's what I was thinking. I think if something ever happened to him, you know, he's up near the top of the tower, something goes wrong, he breaks a leg or has a heart attack or something, you know, how are they going to get him?
They basically have, like, emergency belayment kits, I believe they're called, that they just essentially rappel you down. Someone has to climb back up there. So you got to think that takes about 4 hours to make it to the top.